Luke chapter 9, verse 23. And he said to all, "If anyone would come after me, let him deny himself and take up his cross daily and follow me. For whoever would save his life will lose it, but whoever loses his life for my sake will save it. For what does it profit a man if he gains the whole world and loses or forfeits himself? For whoever is ashamed of me and my words, of him will the Son of Man be ashamed when he comes in his glory and the glory of the Father and of the holy angels." So following Jesus, what exactly does that mean? You ask 10 people and you'll likely get 10 different answers, but we can draw some things from the scriptures and get an idea. The preceding verses enlighten us on something. Jesus tells his disciples not to tell anyone what he is about to say to the crowd. In Luke 9:21, it says, "And he strictly charged and commanded them to tell this to no one, saying, The Son of Man must suffer many things and be rejected by the elders and chief priests and scribes and be killed and on the third day be raised." So Jesus' words, "deny yourself and take up your cross and follow me," we can find some basics that will help us understand this verse. And Jesus would soon be crucified and then enter into his kingdom in heaven and sit at the right hand of the Father. Now he tells his disciples that he will be rejected by the Sanhedrin, the Jewish council made up of elders, chief priests, and scribes, and be executed. Now the Jews would not execute anyone. They lost that authority when the Romans came in and set up shop ruling over them. So if someone were to be executed, it would have to be by the Romans, or it would be an illegal murder, such as when they stoned Stephen to death in Acts chapter 7. And the preferred method of executing criminals in Jesus' day was crucifixion, unless, like the Apostle Paul, you had Roman citizenship, then you were executed using more humane methods. So telling the disciples that he would be killed at the hand of the Sanhedrin would likely result in Roman crucifixion, which was a horrible way to die. And that's why Romans used it, to make an example of anyone who would step out of line. And then he tells him, "If anyone would come after me, let him deny himself and take up his cross daily and follow me, for whoever would save his life will lose it, but whoever loses his life for my sake will save it." Now imagine the look on the disciples' faces when Jesus said that they too needed to be ready to die a death on the cross. That's what taking up your cross means. This would involve denying yourself to a point of a horrible death. And I suspect it was pretty quiet when he said this as the disciples tried to piece together what he was saying. Once a person made up their mind to die a horrible death for Jesus on the Roman cross, then and only then with that kind of commitment could they truly follow Jesus, because that was the price they were going to pay for following him. And John is said to be the only apostle that didn't die a martyr. The others did, and some very brutally. But that kind of commitment makes for a good disciple who is effective standing up for God in the midst of a hostile world. And he says in Matthew chapter 10, verse 38, "Whoever does not take up his cross and follow me is not worthy of me." Now, when we share Jesus with someone, do we lay this on them immediately? "Hey man, Jesus loves you and has a wonderful plan for your life, but be prepared to die a horrible death." And look at how he approached it with the disciples in the beginning. To Simon and Andrew, he says in Matthew chapter 4, verse 19, "Follow me, and I will make you fishers of men." In Matthew chapter 9, verse 9, Jesus passed on from there. He saw a man called Matthew sitting at the tax booth, and he said to him, "Follow me," and he rose and followed him. John chapter 1, verse 43, "The next day Jesus decided to go to Galilee. He found Philip, and he said to him, Follow me." He just says, "Follow me," and they do. Notice he chooses them, not the other way around. And why is this? Well, Jesus says in John 6:44, "No one can come to me unless the Father who sent me draws him, and I will raise him up on the last day. As it is written in the prophets, and they will all be taught by God, everyone who has heard and learned from the Father comes to me." Psalm 65:4, "Blessed is the one you choose and bring near to dwell in your courts. We will be satisfied with the goodness of your house, the holiness of your temple." So evidently there is a drawing from the Father to the Son that is necessary in each believer's life. When the Father draws us, then it's our time to follow Jesus. I found this very interesting when I first really looked at it, because growing up, I always felt a strange pull to God. It was weird, but very evident. I pushed back and avoided it for years until I realized I was a mess and I needed something to fix me. Then I responded, but I was aware of this principle long before I read this verse. So if you feel that God is drawing you to Jesus, go for it. Don't resist, rather obey and believe. And there was a person that Jesus encountered who we call the rich young ruler who wanted to follow Jesus. And it says in Mark chapter 10, verse 21, And Jesus, looking at him, loved him and said to him, "You lack one thing. Go sell all you have and give to the poor, and you will have treasure in heaven. And come, follow me." Disheartened by the saying, he went away sorrowful, for he had great possessions. And Jesus looked around and said to his disciples, "How difficult will it be for those who have wealth to enter the kingdom of God?" So notice he says, go and sell all you have and give to the poor, not give it to me, but give to the poor, and you'll have treasure in heaven. And then, once you do that, once you rid yourself of all that money which has got control over you, then come follow me. So the calling was there, but the denying yourselves part didn't work for the guy. And we're like that rich young ruler in many ways. We have the calling, but the cares of this world choke out our calling, and then we walk, and it's sad. Luke chapter 9, verse 57. And as they were going along the road, someone said to him, "I will follow you wherever you go." And Jesus said to him, "Foxes have holes, and birds of the air have nests, but the Son of Man has nowhere to lay his head." This person wants to join, and Jesus says, "It's not all fun and games, man. We travel with really no place to stay. Not easy." Notice Jesus didn't call him. Rather, he came to Jesus. And Jesus doesn't say no. Rather, he just gives the guy a heads up and what to expect. In Luke chapter 9, verse 59, it says, "To another he said, 'Follow me.' But he said, 'Lord, let me first go bury my father.'" And to bury his father, this guy meant he had a responsibility to take care of his father until he dies, which didn't necessarily mean soon. Verse 60, Jesus says to him, "Leave the dead to bury their own dead. But as for you, go and proclaim the kingdom of God." And Jesus called this person, and the guy had a personal invite from the Lord, but was concerned about his family obligations. But Jesus says pretty much, "They're already dead, man, but you are alive. They'll take care of it. You follow me." Verse 61, yet another said, "I will follow you, Lord, but first let me go say farewell to those at my home." Jesus said to him, "No one who puts his hand to the plow and looks back is fit for the kingdom of God." So another person wants to follow Jesus, but he wants to go home and prepare to leave. And many people who say things like this don't return. I was talking with a military recruiter, and I discovered that it's common when a young person wants to join the military and is enamored by all the cool propaganda and commits to enlist, they set a date to sign up, and the person never shows up. If you plow and keep looking back, you're going to screw everything up. Your furrows are going to be crooked and inconsistent. You need to keep looking ahead and pay attention so the job will be done properly and you won't look stupid. And this guy approaches Jesus with conditions. There are no conditions that we can set with Jesus if we want to follow him. When we go down that road, it just gets messed up. We commit everything and then we see what happens. If you hear his voice, like I did growing up, then respond. Because if he's speaking to you, then you're ready. He knows you and the relationship has begun. John 10:27, "My sheep hear my voice and I know them and they follow me." Following Jesus means that we go where he sends us and we can have confidence that he is close to us and is with us. John 12:26, "If anyone serves me, he must follow me. And where I am, there will my servant be also. If anyone serves me, the Father will honor him." So if you want the Father to honor you, then follow Jesus wherever he leads you, and you will be blessed. Thank you.